lurking on my page, better watch me flow. They hit the boomerang and let her watch me slow. They hit the zoom again and let her watch me close. Not to boast, I made it in your face like hibachi stoves. I love dealing with a rich nigga. I love dealing with a rich nigga. Cause he gon' trick and I'ma trick, but he gon' trick bigger. My last nigga was a fraud, it was a big difference. I gave my heart, this nigga put it on a bitch picture. All black in a range and it's been a year. The Cartier covered the frame of these denim tears. I occupy the lane of the game, these bitches fear. I mean, really, what the fuck is you saying? These bitches weird, you a bottom feeder. Me, I'm an order linger. Winter, spring, summer, and order my order either. I'm an area. The Attico JPG, I'm in gallery. Givenchy and Dion Lee, I mean no Webster. They text me like every week in the collection. No question, just get me three. Get respect without twerking for them up in the store. I get checks without working for them. I'm Twitter blue. Civil with who? Me? Bicker with you? I'm like RSV mixed with the COVID. Sicker than flu. I put R&B mix it with poetry. This is new. You take Lauren, me, Jigga, and her, and you get the truth.
You think you big meat?
Big reach, she's a big bitch. Start calling you big sis. I can never talk to little homie. The little guy who gotta wait for the big homie to get the tab. The last up, the Casper. The little nigga they send to go get some backwoods. I'm just cringing at the thought. Ben Simmons went in Philly. I'm just sitting on the floor like, oh boy.
Happy New Year, you 2023.
Know. Ah, that's that Jordan year right there.
The GOAT year.
Uh-huh.
This is episode one of 2023. This is True to the Culture podcast, where we talk heavy about all things impacting our culture, from politics to pop culture. If you're tuning in for the first time, let me introduce myself. My name is True, alongside the very funny and talented Gift of Gab King himself.
Young Mill, go ahead.
We're just two friends from high school who host a podcast. That's it. What you heard on the intro music was Lady London. You can find her on Instagram at Lady London and check out all her music. Did you like it?
It was cool. You know, with the female rappers nowadays, they be talking a little slick. Fellas don't really be liking
she
all that.
She was talking heavy.
She talking too heavy sometimes. You know, fellas don't like all that. We don't be listening to all that type of stuff. But definitely got balls. She out here.
Yeah. So if you got music and you want it to be featured on our show, not to toot our own horn, but we are played in seven countries last year, so who knows where we're going to be next year. Go ahead and check out the show notes and you can find out where you can send your music.
Oh, hit us direct too. Hit us direct.
Yeah, well, that's what it was going to say in the show notes.
Oh, that's what it's going to say in there. My bad. Go ahead, do your thing.
But anyways, how was your New Year's?
New Year's was short and sweet. I had the kids, so you know, no turn up over here. I definitely fell asleep way before 12.
Yeah.
I definitely hit all my loved ones though earlier, like 10, like, hey, I ain't gonna make it. So happy New Year's right here. how about you though? What you did?
I didn't have the kids.
Ah, so it was a turn up.
Turned down in the house.
Wow.
I stayed home. I literally drank a whole bottle of champagne. I passed out. And then I woke up.
Definitely some dangerous tweets in your DM. I mean, definitely some dangerous DMs in your shit right now. That's a fact. You drank a whole bottle of champagne on New Year's.
A whole bottle of champagne.
Didn't go
by
out.
Myself. I didn't go
with
out.
With no kids.
No kids.
There's some risky DMs in there. We know. All right. Go ahead.
It was too nasty outside. It was like raining.
It was
and cloudy.
Though. Yeah, you right
so
about
I didn't
that.
Feel like going out. I had a whole outfit planned and everything, like I had my little Fashion Nova. I had the nails. I got my nails done to match the outfit, but I just didn't even go nowhere.
Yeah. For that color too, it's nasty for the rain. It would have affected the whole shit.
Yeah. So I woke up to the sky on fire though at midnight because Philly just threw fireworks everywhere.
Yeah, Philly looked like the type of place that would throw it like turn it up for sure.
They turned it up so much that apparently a building, there was a gas leak and a building exploded and it leveled four houses out
oh,
here.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So people was thinking it was a firework, but it was really
I'm
explosion.
On fire. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The
yeah,
work is
here. Crazy, but thankfully no one was killed in that.
That's good.
So, yeah. Anyways, but I wanted to get into some topics. I know you've seen on social media that celebrity trend where they're like, oh my god, Cher died at 81 years old, and then they're catching people's reactions to these fake deaths that they're talking about.
Yeah, I peeped.
You seen that?
Yeah.
So like the Shade Room or something, they put a compilation together of all, you know, people, and people are like laughing at it, and I put it in my story and I was like, that's like, stop playing with people's lives like that. Like, you speaking death onto somebody. Because that was just my opinion. But then later on in the week, I saw that Angela Bassett and Courtney B. Vance's son, Slater Vance, apologizes to Michael B. Jordan for participating in the TikTok fake celebrity death trend. Let me play you the video.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Did you, wait, mom, dad, did you hear this? Michael B. Jordan dead at 35? I would sincerely like to apologize for the Michael B. for taking part in such a harmful trend. I apologize to Michael B. Jordan's entire family, his extended family, and him directly, as he is an idol of mine. And taking part in a trend like this is completely disrespectful. I don't wish any bad ramifications of this, of my actions, upon his family nor my parents, as they deserve none of the backlash. And I own this was a mistake, and I hope this can be a teaching lesson to anyone else who uses social media as a tool and a source of entertainment to truly understand that your actions can have consequences that extend beyond you. I apologize for any hurt that my actions may have caused Mr. Jordan or my parents or anyone else who could have been involved in this, and I am truly, truly and sincerely sorry, and I apologize. Thank you so much.
First of all, shout out to Angela Bassett and what's the husband's name?
Courtney B. Vance.
Because you could tell on that fucking video they whooped his ass for that bullshit.
That's some good parenting. Yeah,
that's some good fucking parenting right there.
Yeah, don't play with people's lives like that.
Exactly. Words are spells, man. You can't. It's so many people out here dying nowadays. You can't just sit there and fake that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get somebody's reaction off of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just childish, and it's something you really shouldn't be doing. It's words have spells. Words are spells, and you know what I mean? You don't want to speak anything to existence like that. God forbid you do that, and the next day he really does die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, no. It's like you speak it into existence.
Exactly.
And that's why his mom, you could hear her panic in her voice. Yeah, she really believed him.
She wasn't a part of that joke.
Yeah, she was like, don't play like that, yeah, you know?
She was like, oh, what? Like, and you know, and you see his face.
He was crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was definitely
he had to get that work real quick. He had to get that work, that good old fashioned, but that's behind scenes, but... Shout out to them, though, for really doing that the right way. And, you know.
And he said it like it needs to be a teaching lesson about what we do online has ramifications.
That's a fact.
And that's like.
Yeah, you can't just say anything without ramifications.
It's right.
Like, a lot of people be talking and it's like, bro, don't think that somebody can't knock on your door because you trolling, bro.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
Like, so, yeah, you definitely got to. I don't think that's a good trend that they got going on.
I don't think so either.
Especially with all the deaths out here, you know, R.I.P. the Gangsta Boo. You know
and
her?
Barbara Walters. An icon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people dying out here. You just don't want...
You don't play with that.
Yeah, you shouldn't play with that at all.
And they're like, bottom line is like what you say online can, it most certainly, no matter what the circumstances, has ramifications.
That's a fact.
You know, you can bring up stuff that shouldn't be brought up, like people's deaths. You can get into legal trouble for the stuff you say online. Like it doesn't matter who you are, how small or big, you say something online that you shouldn't be saying, or you making up slanderous stuff about somebody, like you can get that work too, legally. Or, you know, like that's how it is.
Yeah.
So like that was a good lesson for him to learn. And I hope that in 2023, more people learn that lesson.
Ah. It seems like it was a good seg. I like it. Where are you going with this?
Well, because, you know, in 2023, there's certain things that I'm just not doing anymore as a woman.
Okay.
Because I feel like me being a nice person and being polite to everybody that I encounter online is starting to affect other things, because people are trying to make things that are not, like, fabricating things in their head that are not there, you know what I mean? So like before, if somebody, like, I always post in my stories on social media, right? And like I'll post a picture of a selfie or something funny, or I do my reaction videos to the stuff y'all say on my DMs or whatever, and like people react to that and they DM me, and I don't know if like people who follow me notice, like, I've been shut off the option to DM me from a story. Like, now you can only heart react it, and you can't DM me directly. Okay. And I did that because I was like, I'm starting to get tired of the disrespect, or, you know, the people just watching, but they don't want to interact publicly. Like, nah, now you got something to say, put it in the comments.
I feel you.
There's no more private. I'm just not having private conversations with people no more, because it always seems to come back and, like, make it seem like it's something that it's not. You know what I mean? And I'm tired of that. So it's like, in 2023, I'm not even being polite to people anymore. Like, you got something to say in my DM, you're either going to be left on read, or it's, you know, I'm definitely not heart reacting to stuff anymore either. Because before, like, I always just, like, heart react to stuff if I don't have nothing to say.
Y'all hit the double tap.
Yeah, the little double tap.
The double tap, like, is the heart. Yeah,
you just hit the double tap because it's like, I don't really have a response for this, but I don't want to seem rude, so I'm just going to double tap it for a heart reaction just so I acknowledge that I saw it and I'm not being rude and leaving you left on read. Like,
I think we're,
and that's me being polite. Yeah, but I'm not doing that no more.
Yeah, I feel you. But I think where it went left is, like, nowadays, like, I think in the past, like, year and a half, maybe, they gave options, like, what you like. Would it be a heart, a laughing face, a thumbs up? So now when you hit that little quick doo-doo, that little double tap, and it's a heart. People really think that you went out your way to heart it.
Yeah, that's when it's just like, when on my end, it's like, I'm not even thinking about it. Like, heart,
double,
like,
tap, and,
oh,
I'm keeping
cool,
it moving.
Haha, you know, and I keep it moving.
Yeah.
But then, like, some guys will be like, oh my gosh, she hearted my shit. Like, she liked me. She want me. Like, bro,
and that's how it be, because the heart and the thumbs up, that's two different things.
The only reason I don't do the thumbs up, though, is because I don't like getting the thumbs up for nothing. I feel like it's passive aggressive, like, cool. Like,
nah, you know when it really gets, it grinds my fucking gears?
What?
I could put a post on Facebook, right? Uh-huh. It'll get 48 laughs, right?
And
it's
then
a,
that
it's
one
actually
fucking person,
a funny post.
Yeah.
It's nothing to thumbs up me about.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that one fucking person who thumbs up it. It's like, yo, bro, what's good with you? Like, we got issues? Like, it makes me want to ask them, like, yo, you saw the 47 laughs.
I know.
Why are you thumb up in my shit? Like, yo, this is a laughing matter over here. But yeah, that's the only time it really does grind my gears.
That though does bother me too. It's like, yo, you see everybody.
That's a hater on the low though.
Everybody love this and you gonna like it.
Like it, yeah. Yo, real talk though, I'll be in sticky situations sometimes. I'll be like the first four to see it, right?
Uh-huh.
And it has three hearts.
Uh-huh.
If I don't really heart it, I just let it be. Like, I don't even, like, I ain't about to put that energy on you. The hit it with your like, and then, like, oh, three niggas hearted it, you liked it, what's up with you?
Yeah.
But nah, but yeah, those are haters, though. When you got 47 laughs and one thumbs up, that is a hater. You got to get rid of that person.
Yeah, I'm definitely cleaning up, you know, who's following me. I'm just not, you send me a dick pic, I'm fucking putting it in my story.
Out of control.
No,
we still
I am.
Do, yo, we got
I got one
that
right now that I'm posting tomorrow. I'm posting it tomorrow.
Wait, what?
I swear to God.
Posting it for what?
Just because why the fuck your inbox in my DM?
Wait,
why the fuck your dick in my inbox?
Where you posting this at? I got to make sure I block you off all social media. Where you posting this? Not everybody want to see what you see. But nah, but yo, that's something that we could did in 2023. The dick pics is out.
Yes.
That should have been out in like 2018, like when it was risky. That when it was like, oh my God, he really said this. But now it's like y'all really standing there posing with y'all. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That was actually the next topic. It was like, what are we deading? And, you know, we're talking heavy about death.
Deading
here, but,
in 2022.
But what are we deading in 2022? What
dick
are we leaving
is
behind?
Definitely that.
Dick pics is gone.
That's a fact.
Stop it. Don't do it again. Nobody wants to see your meat at all.
Some people do, but just know that you got, yo, you got like.
Listen,
you
if
got
it's not live in HD,
not
I don't want to see it.
Not DM. Not DM. You got to have that person's phone number. You got to be in text message mode before you pull a stunt like that.
Yeah.
You can't just, oh, she added me back. Here's the dick. Like, that's crazy. That is nuts. I hear stories
she
from so
hearted,
many females.
She hearted my response to her
here's
story.
The
here's
dick.
The dick.
That's crazy, bro.
It
niggas,
is fucking crazy.
Niggas got to read the room way better than that.
Yeah. I don't understand why people can't read the room with certain shit. It's like, obviously,
that's
it's,
out.
That's
yeah
out.
Yeah. It's like, yo, bro, you don't even know. Like, you ain't say hey or nothing yet. It's just straight pick. That's crazy.
Yeah. What else are you going to dead in 2022?
It's given.
It's given?
Yeah, y'all got to stop with that. That was a cool six month run. It's given. It's given. It's given this. It's given. Okay, cool. That's out now. 2023, rip that out your page. Let's start something new. That's out. Let's start fresh. Munch. We're getting that the fuck out of here.
You don't like Munch?
The same way niggas is dick picking and all. We females, we don't like when y'all say that. First of all,
some of y'all motherfuckers is Munch.
It's not derogatory. We don't give a fuck. Like, who can, if you ever said that to a man and he felt some type of way, he's the nigga giving dick pics on the
hello. All right, wait. For people who don't know what a Munch is, what is it?
Oh, y'all heard Ice Spice. And that's why she only got one hit. Niggas a Munch. Let's hear something else, Ice. She's done. But, yeah, a Munch is somebody who eats but doesn't beat. That's happened to niggas before.
Is that what that is?
I believe, right?
Or is it somebody who, like...
Nobody... That's what I'm trying to say. Like, niggas is niggas at the end of the day. None of your females in your phone got somebody y'all could call and be like, hey, I just want to get eight and you got to go. None of y'all got that.
You think
that
so?
That's the... supposedly the definition.
You think so?
Nobody has that. No nigga you could just be like, yo, come through, eat, and dip. No nigga you could do that to. You could say, come through, and he can eat.
And then you can be like, all right, have a nice day.
And dip, that's not a Munch. There's nothing derogatory about that. Like, a nigga ate, you ain't feel like letting him hit.
So you wouldn't feel no type of way a girl called you
if
a Munch?
If that's how it happened, no shorty is calling me like, hey, yo, nigga, I want you to come eat this pussy and then dip. Like, nobody's calling me like that. That's disrespectful. I am a man. I'm a grown man at the end of the day. You're going to show some respect.
You're going to show some respect?
Some type of respect. Like, niggas don't need that much respect. A come over is like, oh, my God, I could come over? Thank you. But you're not going to say, yo, eat my pussy and dip. You're not. That's a Munch. And no female has that in their lineup.
You think so?
I guarantee. No. And if you do got it, if you do got a nigga, you could be like, yo, come eat this pussy and dip. You're not comfortable with giving him your address. So where he eating this pussy at? Nah. Munch is not it. But like I said, if I come through, we watch Netflix, we eat dinner, I eat, and then you be like, yo, yeah, nah, I ain't feeling all the extra shit. That's cool. I'm a, all right, yo, she ain't want me to be. Cool, I dip. Or we snuggle, whatever. You ain't hit. You just ate. That's not a Munch. That's a regular guy.
Like, you just a regular guy.
Regular guy. It's happened to a bunch of people before. You ate, but did not beat. But now somebody talking.
But most men won't admit to that shit.
It's happened to every. I mean, if
but they won't admit to it.
If you gotten enough pussy out here, it's happened to every nigga. If you're a nigga who don't get pussy like that, to every bitch you ever hit, then you probably got like 3 or 4 bodies. That's regular. Cool. Every four bitches you talk to, they all let you hit. Cool. But you ain't fuck with a range of females. That's different. When you fuck with a range of females, that has definitely happened to you before. It's definitely happened. But not disrespectful. Like, hey, oh, the nigga Mill, he a Munch. Hey, yo, come through. Suck this pussy and dip. That's not happening. That's what I think the term Munch means, but that's not how y'all get it off. Y'all get it off by really giving vibes to a nigga. Mm-hmm. The same way y'all get those free trips. It ain't like you hit a nigga and be like, yo, take me on a trip and I ain't gonna fuck you. Nah, you give him vibes. He be like, oh my God, let me take you on a trip. Nothing happened. You come back home, you don't talk to him no more. It's regular, cool. A real nigga
they
would.
They get so mad about that.
Huh?
They get so mad about that.
Nah, they don't. If you, me, this is the thing. Now, if a nigga don't got the bread for it, and he did that,
then he shouldn't be doing shit like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Act your wealth.
Right.
Act your wealth.
Right. And have some discernment. Maybe she don't like you.
I mean, if it's the first trip, like, I never even met you yet, and we're going on a trip, that's crazy. Like, I don't, like, I'm saying hi to you at an airport is nuts.
Yeah, that is
I'm
nuts.
I'm not getting into that. Which brings me to the 2023 You Gotta Relax segment.
What?
Stop expecting niggas to fly y'all out if you never met the guy, bro. Y'all gotta relax. If y'all meet a star, kudos to you. If you meet somebody who got money, cool. But stop expecting a regular 9-to-5 guy to meet you on the beach of Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, DR. Gotta relax.
But I feel like in this day and age,
uh-huh,
plane tickets is cheap for the most part. And second, like, why are you hitting a girl up if you know she lives in California and you live in Idaho? Like,
nah, see, why you are you hitting it, that girl it, up? You take it out of context. So Atlantic County, or whatever county you live in, that girl that's on Instagram,
okay,
and you like her,
but you know her in real life?
You know, nah, you might not know her in real life, but you probably went to high school with her, never spoke to her before. But
okay. Now, yeah, now you're familiar with her.
Yeah, now you on social media, you familiar. Never really chilled together.
Yeah.
But in the DM, got the number. Okay, you talking. 9 to 5. Remember, 9 to 5. Costa Rica, DR, Puerto Rico. Relax. Relax. You cannot ask for that on the first meetup.
But boys, they be asking to take you places.
If they asking, go. If you expecting, relax. That's all I'm saying. If niggas is out here with the dick pics, I got it. I roger that. You not asking for them, they doing it. Now if they doing the, yeah, yo, I want to meet you in Costa Rica, of course take that, shorty. But if you expecting, because the last nigga did that. Now you meet somebody else, it's like, oh, my standards are this? That's not your standards, shorty. That happened one time for you. Calm down. Relax.
People can have standards, like what they're used to. You can have standards. If I'm used to the princess treatment, like that's what I expect my next dude to do.
You can have standards. You can have princess treatments. But don't think, because the first dude you talked to took you out, now that's your standard. That's just because, oh, yo, I never been the folk of the child. Now you went. Now that's your standard. Relax. You went there at 28. Your standard would have been if your father was taking you there at 14. That's the standard. Nah, we not doing that. You got to relax.
Like, do you do that for your kid?
My kids, I've definitely raised my daughter like, no sucker. All y'all little snotty nose niggas that y'all raising is never going to be cool with my daughter, ever.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Because I see you be taking her out to like crab legs and all that.
I haven't left the state. Or not. Well, we went to Maryland. That's my mom lived there. But we never like went to like Florida or a cruise or nothing like that. But I want her to be of age where she be like, oh, okay. Like, I remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely been taking her on dates. And for Valentine's Day, I definitely took her out before. Like,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, you don't want
to. On some real shit, that's like really important for dads to do.
That's a fact, because you don't want your daughter to fall in love with these dudes who take you to Applebee's and now they think it's lit. Nah, she gonna be like, Applebee's, okay. She's not gonna be bougie though. Bro, that's a cool first date, but a nigga who, yo, come to the crib after Applebee's?
No.
You're bugging.
Absolutely not.
You're bugging out.
My dad was like that too with me though. Like this ring I got on my finger, this was from my dad. Okay. He used to, every year on Valentine's Day, he would get my mom jewelry and then he would get like me and my sister some type of jewelry. And it was like, no man is gonna just like flash something at you because like your dad took care of you. You know what
it's
I mean?
A fact.
He used to take us out. I went traveling a lot as a kid. Like, and it's open, not that we, open we
that
weren't.
Front,
we,
I opened
we
that
weren't.
Front door for my daughter. She's sitting in the front seat. Yeah,
oh, you know door. That? Like that, opening the door for your daughter.
Yeah.
I remember I was dating somebody and we were getting to the point where it was getting kind of serious. So he finally met my kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he took us out on like a family date or whatever, like took us to Applebee's, something regular.
Yeah.
And my daughters and me walked up to the door and everybody just stood there. And then he looked at my daughters and he was like, your daughters can't open the door for themselves?
Ah, see, red flaggy.
Soon as he said that,
red flaggy.
It was over.
Yeah.
It was over. Cause I'm like, oh, excuse me?
Yeah, just open the door. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
you sound crazy. Like, yeah. As soon as he said that, I was like, yep, I shouldn't have introduced you to my kids. That's it. And we're over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're giving my kids basic treatment.
Right.
And now they're gonna be accustomed to basic shit.
Right. Like, no, my girls are accustomed to getting doors open for them.
Exactly. Everybody stopped.
Right.
Everybody was like, all right, brother, where you at?
Like, I know I'm not opening that door for myself. Like,
yeah. Everybody so, stop. That lets you know, like, oh, they accustomed to the mother shit. Right. I gotta switch it up.
Right. And he door. Like opened his mouth and literally said that. Like,
yeah. When you say that, that's when you out the race.
I was like,
when
wow.
If you would have been like, hey, y'all all right? And, oh no, we're just waiting for the door to be open. And he ran and opened the door. You still in the race.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't raised by a king. You know what I'm saying?
I guess
taught
not.
Him how to open door, but for him to say that,
he said like, it out loud. Like he was like. They don't open the door. He went and opened the door.
Hands broke?
Yeah, he went and opened the door, but he said, just the fact that he vocalized that, I was like, yeah, this is a dub.
Yeah, it's out, man.
Like, I could tell one thing, and I'll just be like, oh, I'm good. Especially when it comes to my kids.
When it comes to red flags, though?
Yeah.
Nah, see, that's why I say females is good, man. Y'all one red flag is over. Niggas take mad red flags. We take, like, three red flags. I say three.
Three?
Strike three, you out. It's over.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, she.
But why do y'all do that? Why don't you?
Because
but
we
this
have to.
This is why men get in so much trouble, because it's like they ignore the red flags of like, hey, bro, she don't really like you. And then it's like when it comes down to it, oh, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, but I for sure didn't make it seem like I liked you. So why are you mad?
Simple conversation. Cool. I get it. You can even converse with somebody in the DMs on a simple conversation.
Yeah, and it's very surface level.
It's very
level.
Simple.
Yeah.
Cool. When it gets to like, oh, now you, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, all right, you're giving me too much rhythm. Now you liking all everything I post you liking? All right, what's this about? Now I'm going to jump back in there and be like, hey, what was this about? Like, we cool or not? But that's what I'm saying. Every dude ain't the same dude. You got, like I said, you got the dudes who, oh, she approved me as a friend. Here go the hammer. Crazy. Oh, she liked my pick. Here go this. All right, crazy. But what I'm saying is establishing a relationship, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So I told you about like what happened when I introduced my kids to somebody. Like, do you have a story like that? Did that ever happen to you where you were like, oh, nah, this is a red flag after you introduced them to the kids?
Well, my I think females are very, very respectful. I think niggas are stupid.
And
yeah. I would definitely say that as far as myself included. Like, I ain't the perfect dude ever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, dudes is just like, we really don't grasp like the family thing, and then when we do and it's like, oh, you say something wrong, we really don't think that we're wrong type thing. But with a female, I've never had a I'm lying, but I think I told this story before.
What happened?
It was a shorty who she never had her kid like that and was always question like, all right, I work Monday through Friday, on the weekends I got my kids, but this one I didn't have my son, I just had my daughter. But on the weekends, I got my daughter. So she like, oh, you always got your daughter on the weekends. Like, my nigga, that's the only time I do got it. Like,
right.
So, like, she was, like, expecting me to find a way to, like, not have my daughter so we could celebrate something. Like, it was some weekend thing. You know, like, this was, like, when I was, like, 24, 23, maybe 25. But she was expecting, like, to go out to the club and shit. But, I got my daughter. Like, I'm not about to, like. And then at the time, like, my mom's wasn't around here and all that. But even then, it's like, you coming crazy for me. like
you expect me to dump my daughter on somebody to babysit when it's my parenting time.
Yeah, but, and then I really looked at it and it was like, but damn, she never has her daughter Monday through Sunday.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, not like she doesn't. Like, I wasn't with her Monday through Sunday. I didn't live with her or nothing. But it was anytime I was asking for her, she was always available. So, basically let me know, like, she always, but that was the only time somebody ever, like, that was a red flag. But I caught it quick, and she was out of there.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, red flags and your children, like, you got to dead it, full stop, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Like, I know people, like, try to give people the benefits of doubts. Like, no, like, you as a mom or you as a dad, like, if you have a gut feeling about somebody, like, that's a full stop.
Mm.
All right, before we close out this first episode of 2023, and it's crazy we've been on the air for 3 years now, but anyways, I wanted to ask you, what's your bucket list just for this year?
See.
Like, set your intentions for this year. What's on your bucket list?
Okay, see, I like that. I like that better than a resolution. You know what I'm saying? For the bucket list, I would definitely say I want to go hiking.
Really?
Yeah, hey, come on now. Different.
That surprised me.
different. I do want to go hiking, but in good weather though. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I don't want to do that snow shit. Yeah. Hiking. I'm another surprise. I seen a lot of people do the 2022 plunge.
Uh-huh. The polar bear plunge?
Yeah.
I would do that?
I would do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I seen they drink a lot of liquor to warm their body up before they get in there. So, yeah, I think that's on my bucket list for 2023. So, hiking, the plunge.
Uh-huh.
And let's give that third one. Travel out of country. I never have traveled out of country. I'm going to give a fourth one, too, a concert. I've never been to a concert either.
You've never been to a concert?
Nah, I've never been to a concert. But I want to go to somebody, like, I know their music. I know it's, like, a lit.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Brown. I would go to a Chris Brown concert.
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah, concert, hiking, the plunge, and what's that other one?
Going out the country.
Going out the country.
Okay.
Definitely. That's my full.
I feel that.
For 2023.
For 2023, so last year for me was a year of sacrifice because I had to buckle down and because I, and you know what's crazy is that the year, like before the year ended last year, I wrote down 10 things that I wanted to accomplish because I was like, let me see what this manifesting bullshit is about because I never believed in that shit. But then this year I looked at my journal from last year and I was like, oh shit, like, I crossed off half this list of the shit I... Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
So I was like, maybe there is something to this manifesting shit.
Yeah. Speaking into existence.
No, so I knocked off 5 of the goals out of the 10. So I was like, yeah, that's not bad odds. So this year, I definitely want to travel more.
Mm-hmm.
Like we was talking earlier about group trips. Like I want to take group trips with just friends. To go out and have fun.
That'd be a different city. Just to have your friends meet my friends in a different city, in a different environment. That definitely would be dope.
Yeah. Maybe some 3TC meetups outside of Atlantic County.
There you go. if you get that. You know
we can't
mean?
Invite everybody though.
Not everybody. You know, because certain people, you got to relax.
Certain people. But yeah, so travel more definitely in 2023. And I think... I might get a boyfriend in 2023.
Boyfriend? You got to go husband with it.
No, like a real relationship. Like
I feel you.
I think I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, got the spot. Everything's established. I think you're ready for that next step.
Yeah, so I think that's what I'm going to do. That's on my bucket list. Professionally wise, I don't even want to speak on that publicly, but... That's an offline conversation, but I definitely do have a couple bucket lists professional wise.
Yeah, I feel as though you always gotta definitely have a couple things you gotta cross off the list professionally.
Yeah,
to
like
get to
goals.
The next step. Yeah,
yep. So definitely. I don't want to jinx things, and I don't want to go public with it. But that's my bucket list. And to definitely keep being consistent with the show.
That's a fact.
Are y'all proud of us? We've been here 3 weeks in a row.
Audio is great, too.
Yeah, we finally fixed it.
Huh?
It was because we were using an app, and we're not going to say which app we were using, but because we both live in different states now, so it was like to get together, travel, and record is kind of hard, so we were tried out the app. But
that's one thing I say, that's on my bucket list, too, to be more consistent with this and really travel to get it done.
Yeah, for sure. All right, y'all. So, hope you have a happy new year. This year didn't start off how I expected it to, but I'm going to keep it moving. And and have a good night.
To create my sound, my image, my anything.